This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier, the CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
Yes.
So let's treat you with the proper New Year's respect.
Thank you.
You have a big event coming up.
We do.
And it is 1 week from today. And this is, I think, exciting. The 40th anniversary celebration ribbon cutting.
I know. Can you believe that? 40 years in this great community?
I can't. I'm thinking 1984 was like 2 days ago.
Oh, my! I wish.
You know, it's amazing how fast 40 years does go.
I know. And, you know, we are going to celebrate this entire year. We are just going to make sure that the community knows that we are appreciative of them. And 40 years is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked, you see a lot of our literature and a lot of things that we've talked about said that we started in 1982.
That was the start of the organization, or start of the effort, I guess you'd say.
That was start of the effort. Great way to put that. Mm-hmm. So we had a couple of nurses in the community and some people that really wanted to take care of folks who were going through end of life. In 1982, they started that. They volunteered. And then they thought, well, this is really important work. And so mm-hmm. they worked to get us certified through Medicare. We were one of the first four hospices certified in Ohio.
Wow. You know, and to this day, you know, I think back to the 80s, and I remember the first time, I don't remember exactly, but I remember vaguely the first time I heard the term hospice. And I thought, wow, they misspelled hospital. I mean, literally,
oh, really?
Didn't know what it was.
Well, it was a new movement.
Yeah. And to this day, we're still educating people on exactly what hospice means.
Right. And then when you throw the word palliative in there, that throws more confusion. But, you know, it's a daily effort to just teach and help people understand exactly what hospice care is.
When needed. And again, it's one of those things that people don't want to think about necessarily, or it's not top of mind until they're in that situation.
Right.
And then we want them to have those informed, you know, decisions to be made.
Right. You know, I love my job, and I'll tell you something that's really rewarding is there's probably not a weekend that goes by where I don't get a phone call or a text from someone saying, hey, I've got this situation at home, and can you just kind of walk me through it and see what you think I need? I love that. That means people, you know, are really interested listening to what we're saying mm-hmm. and teaching. So that's great.
Yeah. And the education is ongoing, and you know, it's every day you come to work, there's going to be somebody new that you need to help.
Right. That doesn't stop.
So we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of it becoming licensed through Medicare, right?
Exactly. Officially licensed hospice. And it was a hospice of Fairfield County.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hospice of Fairfield County. And this is a great way to end this segment to say, well, what does Fairhope mean then? Fairhope. What does
the
it mean?
The best trivia question ever.
Yeah. Yeah, because we capitalize the H and the P when we type it out. We always capitalize those two because it's Fairfield, Hocking, Perry.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Now, I keep saying you got to put Athens and Muskingum and Pickaway and other, but then the word becomes
that
just,
word would be, oh boy.
Yeah, that would be hard to pronounce.
That would.
Kristen is here, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. We're going back 40 years and talking about the humble beginnings of what was Hospice of Fairfield County, and we're going to celebrate 1 week from today. Let's talk about what's going to happen on the 11th.
Right.
Here.
This is going to be a great kickoff to just our entire year of celebrating life, celebrating the community 40 years. So at the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road, a week from today at 4 p.m., we are going to do an official 40-year ribbon cutting, and we're so excited.
So it's going to be an open house as well?
Yeah,
kind
absolutely.
Of a get-together?
Stop in, take a tour, just visit.
I understand the food is going to be fabulous.
Well, I cannot divulge any secrets today.
But you're going to have just a nice kind of get-together.
Yeah, it's just a time to
celebrate life.
That's right.
Right.
I want to tell you a little bit about 40 years.
Yeah.
So you know, a lot of people know my story, that I've been a social worker for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And back in 1994, I started with Fairhope Hospice.
So it was already 10 years in
at
that point.
And I was young, right out of college, didn't know a thing. Somebody gave me an interview, took a chance, and that's when I first experienced hospice and was there 6 years, loved it. We were a lot smaller. I wore a lot A lot more hats. I still wear a lot of hats now, but
where,
different.
Where was the office at that time?
So, boy, on right there on the corner of Ewing, you know, there used to be a Dairy Mart there.
Yeah, yeah.
On that corner across from where Chipotle is now.
Yes.
So right there, there was a Dairy Mart and then the visiting nurses.
Mm-hmm.
We were in about a little closet size with a few of us, social worker, an office person, a couple of nurses, and that's where we worked out of.
Wow.
For a while.
That was it. A yeah. little office there.
Yeah, it was great. That's kind of where I started. And then we moved over just over to where the Kroger office, the Kroger
shop,
where the Kroger store is.
Right.
Yes.
So you got that building that looks like it's made out of concrete, right?
Yep. That yeah. sits all alone right behind yeah. the cleaners yeah. there. Yeah.
That's where I remember it being, you know, when I first found out
yeah.
about it or first heard about Fairhope Hospice. And then I started hearing about the Pickering House.
Right.
And I got to ask your first impression when you walked into the Pickering House.
Wow. You know, so I obviously was with Fairhope early on, left, lived my life, did a lot of other things. So when I came back 8 years ago and walked into that Pickering House, it's just, it made me extremely proud to know where we came from. Mm-hmm. From that little corner office, we were all sitting right next to each other, to this beautiful, beautiful 38-acre, mm-hmm. beautiful sanctuary.
And you started when the Pickering House was new, right? Or when did you actually come back?
I started...
When the Anita M. Turner Center
yes,
was new,
yep,
right?
My first...
I knew one of the buildings was new.
That's right, Anita M. Turner Center. So right, I started right when we were doing the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Yeah, eight. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I was, you know, I was there for that one.
Yes.
And I sort of there. I did the grand opening. We did a remote for the grand opening of the Pickering House.
Yeah.
Before they could even take patients. It actually was like March of 2008.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember Denise calling and saying, we got our certification. We can start taking patients in the Pickering House.
Love it.
And then, you know, 8 years after that, the Anita M. Turner Center was a dream, again, of, you know, a place for grief that is not the Pickering House because... We wanted someplace different that where people could meet and gather.
Right, right. That's a really important spot because people, it's difficult sometimes when people walk back into the Pickering House when they've had someone there. I didn't really realize that until I had a family member at the Pickering House and one of their siblings, family members, walked back in the Pickering House to mm-hmm. see me and instantly kind of caught their breath. And I mm-hmm. thought, wow. That is, the Anita M. Turner Center is important.
Yes, it is a very important component on that 38-acre
right,
campus.
Right.
All right, we'll come back with Kristen. The celebration of the 40th anniversary is 1 week from today. 4 o'clock, put it on your calendars. The 40th anniversary ribbon cutting with our Chamber of Commerce and all of our hospice friends, right?
Right. Let's give a phone number. We always
yes.
forget to do that. So if you have any questions about hospice care, or the ribbon cutting, please call 740-654-7077.
Or 800-994-7077, just in case it's long distance. They'll pick up the toll charge.
That's right.
For those people that still have, you know, crank phones, I guess,
crank
and have to ask for Mildred the operator. Anyway, so Thursday the 11th. Now, is this a specific date in history, or do you just pick this date as your kind of benchmark?
We did. We just picked this date really just to kick off the new year. You know, we are having our Fairhope Celebrates Life in March.
Yes.
And we just really planned to just celebrate this the entire year. And this we thought would be a great kickoff date to do that.
Of course, we say we celebrate life. And this mm-hmm. is a great way to celebrate the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And let's kind of talk about, we talked about buildings, you know, and buildings are important. And what you have is really unique for what you do. But let's talk about the people, because what you are is a team built of great people.
Wow, we are. Thank you for that, too. I'm so proud of our team. Every day we work really, really hard to gather the people that are a good fit. And oftentimes we don't have to, you know, we don't have to go far. They come to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our volunteers, a lot of our staff come to us and say, you did this for me. Now I'm ready to give back. And we love that.
Mm-hmm. You've got multi-generational families that volunteer and
uh-huh.
help out as well.
We do. And we've got probably, oh my goodness, our volunteer classes, I think she did two or three last year. We're set up to do the same this year.
That's Twyla Summers.
Feel free to call 740-654-7077 and ask for Twyla and tell them you want to volunteer.
So, okay, let's discuss needs of volunteers, because everybody might think, oh, I can't go out and do visits. And I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do as a volunteer.
Oh my gosh. I had this conversation yesterday with an old friend that came in to see me, and she said, she had just lost her mom, and mm-hmm. she said, I want to give back. What can I do? And so we talked about all those things, and it is anywhere from sitting at the Pickering House bedside with a patient, mm-hmm. going to their home, sitting with them to give that caregiver just, you know, 2 or 3 hours break. We need a volunteer to come in. We have bird feeders in every room at the Pickering House. Mm-hmm. Those need filled. We have a volunteer that comes in every Tuesday, shreds every single person's paper.
Which is critical. I mean, in what you're doing, that's a HIPAA thing, right?
It is, absolutely. And it adds up.
Yeah.
I mean, just we have people that sit at the front desk, volunteers, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
That may be probably the most I most appreciated is the ones that sit at the front desk at the Pickering House,
yeah.
that are that friendly, you know, greet the human being that greets you when you come in.
Yeah,
so
you walk in that front door. Your loved one has just been brought to the Pickering House. You walk in that front door and you take a deep breath and you're like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
Those volunteers say, tell me who you're here to see. Let's get you down to the room.
They
give them a tour.
Yeah.
8 to 8 every day.
Yes.
That's something.
That's a lot of hours.
It
that,
is.
That, again, are valuable and invaluable.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you need the volunteers, and they provide a service way beyond what that would cost
if
you had to pay that person.
I know. And they love it.
And they love it. They love it because they're part of something way bigger than themselves.
That's right.
That is doing some solid great work in the community.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's, one more time. It's 1 week from today.
Yes.
4 o'clock.
Yes.
And it's at the Pickering House.
You got it.
All right. The big ribbon cutting and 40th anniversary year celebration kickoff.
Here we go.
Because we're going to celebrate life all year,
right?
That's
right. Here we go.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks,
we'll see you
Mark.
Next week.